In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. We've all heard statistics that say that America's college students are falling behind in math and science achievement, some of the most sought-after educations in the modern economy. But if students are coming up short by the time they reach college, how does a more in-depth exploration of math and science fit into a current middle school curriculum? The answer is it often doesn't. And that's why a program like the one at Tucson's Amphi Middle School called MESA is blazing some new ground. Next, we'll find out more about how the program works from enthusiastic learner Imani Spencer and her engineering teacher, Scott Weiler.
Okay, so Mr. Weiler, what is MESA?
It's an acronym that stands for Math Engineering Science Achievement. And it was started to kind of get kids into engineering, science, and mathematics, which is kind of something that Americans need more people doing these days. Unlike you, I'm brand new to MESA. How long have you been in MESA?
Actually, around 2 years now.
2 years. So you're actually my veteran. You're the one who teaches me most of all about what MESA is. So you guys are already champions. You guys are winners all the way around. So I just kind of want to keep doing the awesome things that you're doing already. Why did you join MESA?
I joined to basically better our school, better the MESA Club itself, and also better like America in general, because America is not, well, no longer the leading role in mathematics and science. And And I think that the more people who learn these things and try to better themselves at these particular subjects will not only better themselves as a whole, but better themselves, like, in general, like, the entire nation.
The most noble reason of all. I mean, that's amazing that somebody so young as yourself can think that big and that globally. I mean, that's why I like working with the middle school students that I do. I mean, you're one of many that think more about the community and the future in general than a lot. So, that's why I love working with MESA, because that's the kind of kids we're working with. I had a girl who said that her greatest aspiration was to be an assistant manager of a fast food restaurant. And it broke my heart, because she was a brilliant young girl like you are. And I knew at that moment that I want to raise the bar and say, no, we got to show more young women like yourself, you know, what these are about. If a young girl came up to you today and asked you why she should do science, math, and engineering, what would you tell her?
I'd tell her, well, basically, it's about bettering yourself, because in the future, people aren't really going to care how much you've learned about singing or dancing. They are going to care mostly about mathematics, engineering, and science, and those are really important. So I just say to her, it's basically about you, and that math, science, and engineering will only better yourself and your choices for later on.
So let me ask you this. What do you think is the hardest part about getting into those fields?
The hardest part about getting into those fields is basically trusting yourself with what you already know, not second-guessing yourself. Or like on that one question that you know you think is this answer, but you go back and change it, and it turns out that question was wrong and the first answer was right. So basically, don't second-guess yourself, and just continue to keep learning. Whatever you get a chance, take it all in, and one day you'll get a very good job and have a very nice future.
Wow. That's the one thing I don't know. I don't know if I know how to teach. I don't know how to teach, you know, confidence. But, you know, that's an amazing thing that, I mean, I see in you and the promising students that I have all around me. I see the confidence. And, you know, I take that for granted, but I just assume that it comes naturally. But I forget, when I was a middle school student, it was not so easy. So congratulations to you. So, but I want you to know that we're going to do some things together this year. I'm going to be bringing in guest speakers, women who are doing engineering and science, and you're going to meet them and you're going to talk to them, and they're going to tell you exactly what it takes to do this. If this is what you want to do, it's actually a lot easier, and people will make sure those things happen for you if you really want them. So I'm really excited about that.
Thank you, Mr. Weiler.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
That was Imani Spencer talking with Scott Weiler, her engineering teacher at Amphi Middle School.